Good day, everyone. I go by the name of Larry Waju Gregory, a.k.a. Larry J. And of course, I'm here at the listening party. I can call it the listening party because if you see what is here, you will party. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here alone. I'm here with one of Africa's finest, one of Nigeria's best, one of the finest experts of good music, one of the most creative people that I know. Please, with a warm welcome, help me put your hands together and celebrate the superstar, Dr. Tim Godfrey! Yeah, that's it. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
If you look at Dr. Tim and then you look at me, you realize you have a lot of similarities. We look alike.
Are you sure?
Yeah, when people close their eyes, they will realize we look alike. But if they're opening it, they won't see the striking resemblance.
Yeah, better.
Well, we are here to listen to this beautiful album, and I just want us to, I want you to give us a brief about this album.
Well, so the album is titled Already Won, and it's our sixth album.
Sixth?
Yes.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, we have Soundcheck. We have I Worship, we have Audience of One, we have Fearless, we have Nara, and then this is called Already Won.
Wow.
And it has 14 tracks inside of it. And we have actually released two singles from it before now, which is Battles and Yano Ashele that just got out.
Yeah.
Featuring Daddy...
Daddy Gio
and Minister Tokmelabi. We also, you know, have other collaborations in the album, about I think six of them. Yeah. So it's a project that took a lot from us, but thank God that finally we'll get to have people hear it.
We can't wait to listen to this, because trust me, you have said 2-6 now. Hopefully this album does not have 6 track, so it won't be like you're having 666, but nevertheless, no, 6 albums,
6 albums, 6 collaboration.
This album does not have 6 track, in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to know something, because I would have played a quick game. I would have said, if you can mention the people who featured in the first album, you win a prize, but who am I to give you a prize? Animal Place or thing. All you just win now is just a bag of pure water, or, you know, we can just send you some. We'll send you. No, doctor, as you're looking at me, now look like I'm owing somebody something. No,
I'm looking at you.
No, so you know what? I'll do this personally. If you can mention to us, tell me who featured in the first 3 albums. Huh? If you can tell me who featured in the first 3 albums, I owe you something. Let's just leave it at that. I owe you something.
Something.
Something can be anything. It can be Range Rover side mirror. It can be anything. But I quickly want to ask another question. This album, it's called Already Won. What's the history behind it? Because for every title, I believe there's always a history. For every glory, there's always a story. So what's the story behind Already Won?
Well, so last year, I mean, from I think March last year, 2020, everything changed around the whole world, and the pandemic came in,
COVID-19.
I remember that I just got into the country the 1st or 2nd or 3rd of March, and I remember going for an event that same day from the airport, got back home, and just in less than a week, there was a lockdown here. Before then, the whole pandemic has ravaged every other part of the world, and, you know, people were sick, people were dying, people were hungry,
yeah.
People were going through a lot, people that lost, people were crying, the economy of the world went down, everything absolutely shut down, and even people that were not sick or that were not hungry, the whole idea of suddenly staying in one place and staying alone was a problem in itself. So it was just absolute chaos, and there was this fear, and more importantly, there was this being unsure what's going to happen next. How do we go about everything? What will be the solution? Is the world ending? Are we ever going to come out from this? And all of those things. And somewhere where I remember in the middle of the lockdown, especially here in Nigeria, God gave me that word before the battle started. You already won.
Wow.
So that's where the whole thing started. In fact, that's how the song Battle came about. And I guess it was just to reassure us that, you know, if the devil knew that killing Jesus would save the world, he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, true.
For every time the devil thinks he's dealing with us, God is actually using him to fulfill something. Mm. That's what the Bible says. Everything works out for our own good, for them that love us. So if COVID-19 happened, God understands. God will not. Bible says he won't let us go through what we cannot bear.
True.
If he allowed it, he's confident that we can handle it.
True.
So just to reassure us that we have already won even before the battle started. So and most of the songs there is just sort of in that space where you're being reassured. God is here for you. He's always out here with his outstretched arm trying to just comfort you, be with you. So everything about the album just helps us to, you know, for the couple of songs we've released, everybody keeps saying, this is what we just needed. This is what I need to hear now. This is what I need to hear now. So God deliberately gave us that song and the title just to meet people's need, not just for this season, but for any season of your life where they are believing God for victory over any battle. You already won before it even started.
Wow.
It was a fixed battle. It was a fixed. You know how you want to go and fight and they say they fixed it. And somebody, God already fixed it. And it was in your favor before even the battle started.
Wow. 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 That means the album is a reassuring one of God's promises. The album is, to me, it's more like the album is a word from God saying you are more than conqueror.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to listen to it. I can't wait to listen to it because even the two singles that was released that I heard, it's super amazing. Like if I say super amazing, like more than amazing, it's something you would want. It will be the first thing you want to listen to in the morning, and the last thing you want to listen to before you go to bed at night.
You can just
reminisce about what God has promised us. So, ladies and gentlemen, in case you all don't know, we're about to go for a short listening party. We'll be listening to some of the songs, and then when we come back, we'll continue the rest of the interview.
Yo,
thank you.
Scout.
Before the battle started, we already won. 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 You say,
before the battle started, we already won. Before the battle started, we already won. Before the battle started,
us.
Who can stand against us
when the host of heaven soars?
Nice, makes sense.
I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded.
Usher.
I'm surrounded by the host of heaven. Surrounded, I'm surrounded, surrounded.
Everybody say,
I'm surrounded.
Check it out. 1,000 by my side. 10,000 by my right. They won't harm me. Won't harm me. Won't harm me.
Come on.
Sense it. You are big. Bigger than what people say. You are greater than anything that comes by. You're my Jehovah. Nobody can contest. Oh, I know about that. Come you are.
Wow, that was super amazing. Like, I really enjoyed the last song, the Kabiesi song. It would drive you into the mood of worship, that kind of. When you were singing, I felt like I can sing too. Do you understand? Because I used to sing before. Before Messina said, no, Larry, don't sing again. Because I've sang in one of our church, and then the person was in the spirit. And when I started singing, person had pursued me that I should not sing again. And it's not his fault because I'm too anointed. Do you understand? So
I don't understand.
Bro. You can't understand. You can't understand. That's the whole essence. You can't understand. But ladies and gentlemen, Kabiesi was an amazing song, and I know you felt the same thing. So please see, once this album is out, bruh, don't hesitate. Just download it because you never can tell before they start selling you the Kabiesi saw. You know, Kabiesi is present. Kabiesi saw is past tense. Before he started listening, Kabiesi saw in traffic. Once it's out, everywhere, on every platform, on Boomplay, just download. Don't waste time because the longer you wait, you'll see Kabiesi saw. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor being here again. I want to ask another question. I have a question because I haven't heard this first three songs and you performing it live, not like we play. See, there's a difference between musician and instrumentalist and somebody that can sing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a musician right here. He's a doctor of music. If don't let me talk because so it don't look like I'm overwhelmed. Because he can perform his song. He did not say DJ track 75. He didn't say that. They performed in live now. See, you Larry, calm down. It's not your song. It's not your song. Calm down. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to ask him a question, a very important one at that. What's your favorite track on this album? Me, I've picked Kabiesi already. Pick your own.
I'm not sure. So for the few times I listened to the album whilst we're working on them, you know, it's just seasonal. Sometimes it's this song, sometimes it's that song. Sometimes it was Battle. I think one of the songs that came out different for me was Your God. I remember whilst we were rehearsing the song, preparing for the recording, because actually most of the songs, probably 70% of the songs were recorded at Fearless 2020. So,
wow.
I remember when we were rehearsing this, one of the days, I was going through a beat, and I remember when we started singing, Bring It All To Me, I've seen how much you've cried. I've heard whatever the lyrics is. I actually broke down during the rehearsals, and I remember like for over close to 2 hours, we couldn't rehearse again.
Wow.
And then everybody, it just got, because it just sort of, you know, when you get to a place where you feel you're just all by yourself and you don't get the kind of support you want, you're feeling like there's nothing you have done that makes sense. And suddenly God just reminds you that, just bring everything, lay them at my feet. I know no one understands. I know you, so that's The chorus says, I am here for you. My arms are wide open. I won't give up on you. Forever I love you. So it reassures us again. So that song, I think, is quite special for me. And I've listened to it over and over again. I mean, what are you going to say about Yana Shele? That's not a song. That's a prophecy. Every time I've played, even for everybody that heard it, after we released it as a single, the same thing. People kept saying, man, I played this song 40 times in the morning when I wake up, and then 40 times before I sleep. So it is so amazing to hear all of the testimony. But for me, I don't know. It depends on the season. Like I've said, I've talked about two. It just depends on where you are. Every song sort of works for a different season in your life. So there are some of the worship one. KBSC, you're just in the place where you are in awe of God and worship.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I can't say any particular song. I just don't know. But I think the one that has broken me most and just reassuring me more about God is Your God.
Yeah, that's it. But KBSC does that same thing for me. And ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from him, and it's. But I have one other question, please. How long? Because if you say you had to break down in the middle of writing the song, and you had to stay like two hours just to get yourself back together. Because I know while you were singing it, you got caught up in the spirit and stuff like that happened. And I just want to understand, how long did it take you to actually put together all of this album? How long did it take you?
So preparing, Fearless normally takes us 2-3 months, sometimes 3 months, sometimes 2.5 months, sometimes 2 months, but averagely 3 months to prepare, set up, rehearse, produce, and every other thing. It takes another maybe 2 months to mix the song, do all of those things. So the album was actually ready. I'm going to share this testimony with you. The album was ready, and we're good to go. I put it on. So Yana Shele was not part of the album initially. And I remember one day I came in to the office for rehearsals, and I just saw Gio praying. And the moment he said the word Yana Shele, it just, you know how you hear something, it hits different. It just, there's something about it that I couldn't explain, that I heard a melody in that word. And immediately I packed my things upstairs, ran downstairs, gathered my guys together, that there's a song, this I know, I'm sure about this song. And we started working on it and all of that, and got to, you know, felt like, okay, there's a need to put somebody else in the song. This was after the album was ready. We're actually going to upload it, or had already uploaded it or something.
So you initially uploaded the album.
And then we had to take it down the moment we knew that another song was coming. Wow. And the same day, I told my guys, okay, it's Toka Labida, I think, works in the song. I think we're going to get her belonging. How will she sit down on this kind of song? It's not... And then as we're going home, I can't forget, as we're going home, just by Ojoleba, just trying to connect to Echo Bridge to the island. And then somebody was driving by my side. We're just driving. There was no traffic, nothing. And then somebody was screaming. I thought it was, you know how you see, every time I drive, there's always somebody waving. And you know you have to smile always.
Smile away, as if you know them, and yet you don't even know who they are. A long time.
No matter the condition that you are in, whether you are sad or hungry, you must say,
smile and wave.
So I was trying not to pay attention, but I just said, can I just look? This person don't wave too much. Behold, it was Topa Labi that we were just talking about.
Wow.
Waving and driving. The husband was driving. I said, what? And I said, yeah. And I called him and said, can you imagine that? I was just planning to call you today, like I still talked about you just now.
Wow.
And then I said, hey, what's up? I said, I have a song that I want. So send it. The rest is history. But we got the song. Now, guess what? We recorded, everything was ready. Now, to have the honor of having him on the work and on the album, the project, there's a lot of process that had to happen.
Yeah.
And album went on. I think we uploaded it like 3 different times and took it down.
Wow.
And it felt like, number one, Yana Shelo was not going to be part of the project. Something that's supposed to come out in November, then come out in December, then come out in January, then come out in February. Finally, it's coming out in March. So it was hard. It was difficult. Devil fought like crazily. But I'm happy that finally
you won the battle.
Yeah, we already won.
You already won. You already won. Oh, wow. Because that would literally have been my next question. That how did you get Daddy Gio on this? How did you get him? Because you need to follow some, but I haven't
seen it. But I'll tell my guys that, listen, guys, do you know what it means for Daddy Gio? When he travels, it is countries that host him, nations.
Yeah.
It's not maybe one individual church. If he's going to America like this, the whole of America gathers. If you're going to UK, the whole of UK gathers. How did God show us this so much favor? I mean, and I've seen God always come through. Whether it was when we brought Marvin Sapp, whether it was when we brought Kirk Franklin, everybody said, nah,
Travis.
They get the use and they do publicity, make it be same people gather. You go see Kirk Franklin, they come. They get this, they want scammers. And, you know, it happened. I've seen God always. And that's why if God would ask you to take a step, please jump. In as much as you heard from God. And even if you jump, like, you know how if God tells you now that you have 6 hands, you say, 6 fingers. Say, it's not possible. Trust me, if you bring out your hand, you see 6 fingers.
You see it.
God never can lie. He can never ever lie. Even in lie, it will turn to true.
Yeah.
So that's how I believe God. And that's how it was difficult. I mean, but it was worth the battle that went through to get through to him. And I'm happy that it happened. And such an amazing father he is.
Wow. So you, my next thing, this is actually outside of what I have in mind to ask you. Like, when all of those trials came, when all of those stumbling blocks came, didn't you for once think that I would not have pulled down this album? I would have just left it the way it is.
Of course. I would lie.
How did you now go through that part? Because you might just be helping this, someone
so
else.
So I have an interesting way of hearing from God. And some of us think that God speaks like Dollywood. I'm telling you, do not take that down.
No. Dr. Tim, you forget to put the echo. Do not take that down. My son.
No, but I remember, I can tell you about two different cases. One time I was going to take it down, just say, you know what, I'm done with this. Let's just put out. I remember calling to Palabi to tell her that, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going to be. She said, no, brother Tim, no. This song must be part of it. It's devil that is fighting. You cannot. I said, no. See, you don't understand what I'm trying to say.
I trust her. She would never agree.
She don't agree at all.
Especially, she's one of those people that I know that when she's convinced about something, she would not.
Yeah, that's when I started thinking. When I go back home, you know how, for me, when I get back home, if there's any voice in the whole day that keeps reoccurring over and over again,
yeah,
I understand where it's coming from. So by the time I got home, I was saying, this is my life. She talk finish, I'll go, this is what I want to do. By the time I got home, I just kept hearing her say, no, Jessica, no. No. It's not possible. You can't. This will work. And I remember the second time it happened again that I gave up was my friend, Pastor Ayo. I called him. He is a member of Redeem. He was actually the link to Gio.
Wow.
And then he has also told me, I'm not sure it's going to work again. And then that day I called him, the final one, that was, I think, last 2 months. I said, you know what, this is it. I mean, you and I agree that this cannot work. The guy said, yes. The guy said, can I just stay on the phone? Don't cut. Let me try one more time. And that one more time, he started calling everybody he was going to call. And there and then called Pastor Leke, which I'm so grateful to him, Gio's son. And
wow,
all of them suddenly say, oh, no, it's okay. Oh, why not? And there and then, they gave me 100% that.
Go ahead. Wow. So had it been you had given up before you had the call? At that yes. moment, that
would or I just, did not even call.
Or you did not even call.
Let me just do it. But I've always learned to, I think devil is tired of me when it comes to failure, because I'm one of those people that I'm sure devil has known that, that one, if you fail, no the pain anymore, don't waste your time. Don't even do anything about thinking about it's going to fail.
Wow.
Even if you fail. So that is where I am. So there's nothing.
Wow.
If I've just tried my best, I just know that God, so I don't even, devil, he has given up on me. He doesn't have any problem with, he say, that one, we just say, yeah, don't waste time with that guy. You know, they, give up. Even if you fail, he can come back again. Just live and live and live. And that's how I think devil would look at me. That's how much my belief is. So even if I fall, I stand and I don't stand up, I jump up, I just keep going again and again.
Wow, and that has actually helped, and it's obvious. I believe Dr. Tim deserves a round of applause. Please help me put your hands together for him. We thank God for the kind of grace he has given you to overcome and then to know God's voice. It's a very important thing, especially if you are in this music business and you are doing gospel. And which brings me to my next question, because having heard three of the songs, I believe this album will be so powerful. And what do you think the future of this album is going to be? Because it's from seeing the background, do you understand? Because for every tall tower, there's always something that's gone deep inside. So you were able to gather all of this, for it happened more than years, and you have finally done it. And what's the future of this album?
I think basically that is in God's hands. My prayer is that God will amplify every melody, every word. You know how I've experienced writing a song and releasing it, and people share what their understanding is about the song, and I never even got the revelation in the first place. I have my own revelation about the song, but I've seen people interpret those songs in different ways. So my prayer is that God should just amplify everything. If for the sick, let the song become healings. For the confused, let the song become clarity. For the downtrodden, let it be like an encouragement. For those that are in pain, let it bring joy. Let it just respond to every situation, every time, to anybody, in the best place that it can change something positively in people. Let it bring sanity to the person that is about to lose their mind. Let it bring some sort of connection back to broken relationships. Let God just do, because we see impact. Everything you think is the best of your dreams in your life, that is just a bit of what you can never see in totality of what God's about to do. So I'm living it. The future of the song, whatever is going to happen with the album, it's in God's hand. And I know nothing you can ever put in his hand that will get messed up. It's the safest place for anybody to be or any project to be. So I'm just leaving it to God.
True. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I don't, at this point, I don't even know what to say, because it's not my album, but I'm just touched, because it have touched my kidney. Now I'm just thinking, Larry, you should be able to do an album. It's your Dr. Tim, it's my kidney now. You think with your kidney sometimes, because sometimes I've used my brain too much. Because people, you use your brain, some people now be telling you, you always talk as if you don't have sense. So let me be using my kidney. Do you understand? Let me be using my kidney.
And that's where your kidney is, right?
I know, I'm using it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been incredible. But I want to ask one last question, because I know lots of people are yearning to listen to the full song, to listen to the full album, to hear what message you have to pass across. Because literally, what you just said to us, being that you're a doctor, do you understand? You just told us now. I'm just trying to explain what you have told us, that what you are selling is like drug. You take one in the morning, one in the night. One in the morning, one in the night, and then it will be well with you. Because that's what he just said. He said it's good for us to listen to it in the morning, and it's good in the night. You understand?
It can during the day, it can carry you through.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the new drug in town. It's called Already One. In case you don't know, please go and get the drug. It's from Dr. Tim Godfrey. It's on every... Where can they find this?
I think, of course, as you can see, this listening party or whatever you call it, is sponsored by Boomplay, so you can actually stream it live. It's gonna the album is out on the 25th, but it's gonna be on Boomplay for 5 days or 4 days before the 25th exclusively on Boomplay. So if you connect to Boomplay 4 or 5 days before the release, I think on the 20th or so or 21st, you will be able to just enjoy it first before it gets on every other platform. But exclusively for the first 4 days, 5 days before the album, proper general album release on all platforms, it will be on Boomplay. So you could go there, check it out. But I think we probably would also give you snippets of...
Before call, if you don't give us snippets, we say picking on notebook, you say again handwriting. If you don't give us snippets, why are we here?
What does that mean?
You don't have to have meaning. See, you are looking for meaning for what I said. Even me, I don't know the meaning. Let me shock you. But ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, so he just told us where we can find the expo of the re-question paper. That is, you have to go on Boomplay to listen to the song 4 or 5 days before the actual release. So in case you don't have Boomplay, just, you know what to do. Download it. You will get it. Do you understand? And in case you're watching us live, they'll be giving us a few snippets.
It's called snippet.
And when the P is silent, you have not easily. If you call Ausama to call it, tell Ausama to say, you know, they call P as F, so it's snippet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor being here. And then, if you go now, they will start to sing. I'll be there, I'll be dancing. In case you're not dancing, please, with all due respect, can you let somebody who we dance watch it? And then, you know, feel free to send us a message, tell us how you feel about the song, and we would really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much, Dr. Tim.
Thank
you so much for having me. Thank you. It's because God wants to call me to singing. But I've not picked the call. He's still on Miss Corner. I've not picked it. I'll pick it. I'll send him a message that I've healed. But though I've been sending a message that he should call me, but he didn't call me. I'm the one calling him. But nevertheless, I know one day when
I say,
don't worry. Maybe God called you to sing. That you can't know what it feels like. Do you know what it means for you to be singing during your morning devotion and your wife say, babe, you are spoiling the song. Stop it. Just be speaking in tongues. You know what it means. You know the feeling. And as the man of the house, I'm singing. My wife was like, just speak in tongues. Don't sing. You know what? It's not your fault now. It's not your fault. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor being here. Thank you so much once again. My name remains Larry J. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of these beautiful songs we're about to listen to. I'll be back there. We'll be dancing everything off. Yes. Thank you. God bless.
Bless you.
Somebody needs to still believe. I am your God. Here's what God is saying. Says,
bring it all to me. I've seen how much you have cried. I know how hard you have tried. I am your God. You can talk to me.
Yes.
If only you trust me.
I am your God.
I am your God. Fix your eyes on me. The storm might be raging. I know you might be sinking.
I am your God.
I am your God. Lay it at my feet.
Yes.
No one understands. I am your God.
Oh, nobody like our God. There's nobody like our God in heaven and on earth. Nobody like our God.
Oh, nobody like our God.
doses.
Nahim Yubi, your A to Z, and everything in between. Amamamasiamasio, now you be the most high king. Echeto besike, Odiro Nyedikagi.
Come on, everyone, say!
Okakame, Nahim Yubi, your A to Z.
Can we say one more time? Everybody sing it.
Okakame.
Hallelujah. Everybody help me sing it now.
Ìyanu aṣẹlẹ̀ ayé òní rí di yín ọjà òní rí di yín ọwọ́ ayé òní ká yín ọwọ́ ọ̀tá òní ràn yín ó ti ń dára tẹ́lẹ̀ kó dára má kò ní dé bá yín ewé ńlá yín kò ní rú wẹ́wẹ́ òkè òkè lẹ́ ó máa lọ.
Spread your hands like this. Spread your hands. Let's go, let's go.